is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to gray hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and beans to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFX Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFX Ultra today by visiting PureFXfilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Pav.
And good morning for you, those of you joining us for the first hour today. Although we've been on for 1 hour already, we're on 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time all throughout the country, and we welcome the Tantalk Radio Network on the second hour every day, Monday through Friday, and that is Tantalk 1340 a.m. Clearwater and 1350 WDCF Dade City, as well as 1400 a.m. WZHR Zephyr Hills, and we welcome those folks to our show today. And relevant to that is our elections right here in the Tampa Bay area. They have had early voting started already. It started Saturday, and it goes through Sunday, August 21st in all supervisor of election offices. Hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., at the supervisor of elections, and you can learn much more about that on the internet as well. Well, we do have a county commissioner who has served already and has been considered and declared the 2013 Public Servant of the Year. And we welcome Norm Roche with us. He is the commissioner residing in Pinellas County for more than 40 years. Commissioner Roche and his wife, Joy, have lived, they've worked, they've raised their children and grown within our Pinellas community. And the entire Roche family has contributed to and has many contributors to our Pinellas community, volunteering through their work and their church, their education, and their community organizations. Norm Roche, welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right.
Good morning, Glenn. Thank you for having me.
Well, we want to talk to you about a county commission position, and there are people hearing this nationally, and they might say, well, I'm going to turn it off because it's really not relevant to me. Well, county commissioners are in every county in the country, some over 4,000 of them. So tell us what a county commissioner general job description would be, Norm.
A general?
General.
That's a challenge right there. It's the most important level of government, Glenn. You know, notwithstanding the importance of state and federal government, your local governments are the most important. Here in Pinellas County, it's, in effect, not much of an ideological or partisan role, although it's played that way, unfortunately, sometimes. But it's basically, a $1.9 billion a year public services operation.
Wow.
And that is from, we're talking from our sheriff's department to our emergency medical services to fleet, parks and recreation, transportation, infrastructure, water, sewer, and all of the basically public works and operations within a given county. They certainly vary from county to county relative to what authorities they have, but here in Pinellas, it's an overall county authority.
Well, you have quite a spread out, widespread array of responsibilities, budgeting, listening to the landowners, and we have the opportunity here in our county, and I guess every county gives opportunity for us citizens to voice our requests, to voice our concerns at the county commission meetings, and tell us how that works.
Well, it is, and it's a front line. You're directly to. It's not as if it operates like a Tallahassee or Washington, for example, where staff and lobbyists are between you and your elected official. In Pinellas County, it's straight up right in front of the you're in front of your elected officials and stand before them. And when you're elected county commissioner, a lot of folks don't realize that that's not all you do. We have the fiscal and fiduciary responsibility for many state and federal pass-through dollars and programs. So in some cases, by statute, we're required to serve on various other boards. For example, one of my additional roles are as chairman of the Public Safety Coordinating Council here in Pinellas, where I serve with our sheriff and our public defender and state attorney and chief judge, and we work on the public safety issues here in Pinellas. Also chair of our Value Adjustment Board, which is probably the best and fastest meeting we have, and that's where we reevaluate taxable values and give back citizens their money when they feel they've been overcharged. So that takes about 15 minutes, all in favor of giving back the citizens the money they earned, all, and boom, we move on. But also a board of the Early Learning Coalition, which is responsible for pass-through allocation of about $22 million a year for indigent and low-income child daycare services, and also a board of the daycare licensing board for all large, like R Club and YMCAs, as well as family homes. And each of those boards have an agenda, of course, and a stack of documentation supporting it. So it is a full-time job, and it really touches every aspect of day-to-day lives of citizens and taxpayers in Pinellas, and I'm sure it's quite similar with other counties.
Absolutely. Norm Roach is running for again as the incumbent in District 2, Pinellas County Commission. And Norm, one of the areas you've been fighting hard for is stabilizing our county taxes.
Yes.
You know, and spending and the budgets, applying a trust but verify approach. Talk to us about what you've done in the last 4 years here since 2010 when you were first elected.
Well, that's exactly what it is. When I first endeavored this path, I watched our county's overall general budget go from just north of $900 million to $1.2 billion in just 1 year.
Yeah.
Then 3 short years later, it was at $2.2 billion. That's the now infamous bubble. And then following the bubble crash, it fell back down toward about $1.37 million. And, Glenn, right now we're fast-paced to returning. We're at a $1.9 billion budget again, fast-paced to what I call bubble spending. I am often the lone voice here, fighting hard to stabilize our spending. It's a different mentality that I think needs to be brought. The paradigm needs to shift, if you will. Instead of spending what you collect, to a collect what you need mentality.
Love that.
Spending within your budget, if you will. And I've been fighting very hard on that and bringing it forward constantly and challenging the data, making certain that the tax dollars are spent wisely and not wasted. It runs me afoul sometimes to both parties, including my own, for asking the tough questions, but that's what I'm elected to do. I'm not elected to fall in line and be a bobblehead. I'm elected to do my job, and that's what I do.
Now, the districts in Pinellas, just like in any other counties, they are divided up into various areas. Some are at large positions.
Correct.
And some are for specific districts in those counties. Tell us what District 2 is all about.
Correct. We have 7 county commissioners, and they're listed as District 1 through 7.
Okay.
But District 1, 2, and 3 are denoted also as at large districts, meaning everyone in the county for those 3 seats. Now, there is a district designation, but that's really residency required. Even though we're at large and voted area, we have to live within the certain breakdowns of the county. That's to bring a diverse perspective and different viewpoints and a good balance. The 4 single member districts are those folks with board happy. So ultimately, it's not, like I said, not like a Tallahassee or what have you. There are bills, and you slip this in, I'll slip that one out, and you back this, I'll back that. The agenda is for the $1.9 billion a year services operation. It's developed by staff and coordination with the chair of the board, then brought forward to the board. We are very heavily governed by Sunshine. We don't talk about the issues beforehand. They're brought to the table, and I would say, Glenn, probably about... I hear music in the background. Are we coming short?
Yes, we got about 15 seconds. Let me hold you right there. We're going to come back with Norm Roach talking more about the transit tax, the county budget, and how to elect a kind of solid county commissioner like Norm here in your counties as well, and what to look for.
Whew, nice shoot. It's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
And welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show. It is now 19 minutes after the hour, and we are having District 2 Commissioner Norm Roach, who is running for the primary position once again here in the Pinellas County area, which is the most densely populated county in the state of Florida, and it's also the smallest county in Florida. We have St. Petersburg, we have Clearwater, we have some of the greatest beaches in the land right here in Pinellas. And so we've enjoyed living here since 1990 ourselves, some 24 years as our family. You've been here a lot longer, over 40 years, Norm, and we appreciate you and the values that you bring to the table. Yes, the budget is really the most important and one of the biggest things that you talked about. We have some other issues for folks who are really concerned about who to vote for in the Republican County Commission for District 2. What is your, one of them is the transit tax and this light rail and involved with PSTA, the bus transit. What is your view on that concerning Greenlight Pinellas?
Well, first let me apologize for causing you to go long on that. I've always been a substance over sound bite guy. Like you, I'm trying to create a high information voter. So, but to close that thought real quickly, those issues are discussed. We offer compromise. Sometimes we reach them.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's a 7-0-6-1-5-2-4-3 vote, staff's given direction, and we move on to the next challenge. And one of those big challenges facing our voters this year is the Green Light Pinellas rail tax.
Yes.
It is basically a $100 million a year tax increase on an already stressed taxpayer base here in Pinellas County, and I'm not for that. I was the first elected official as a member of our local transit authority and the vice chair of that authority's finance committee. I looked at this very closely from all angles and all the audits and reports, and it's really a bad plan. It simply doesn't make sense in Pinellas County. As you mentioned, we're about 275 square miles of built-out urban sprawl.
Yes.
And we have 24 municipalities within the county, various land use and building codes and comprehensive plans. So to build a east-to-west 24-mile light rail in such a sprawl developed county simply makes no sense.
Right.
And I've stood up against that now. Thankfully, some other elected officials here have come to realize that reading truly is fundamental and have taken a closer look at us and are beginning to stand up as well and raise those red flags. So I've been advocating, Glenn, for at least a decade before even being elected, that we needed to have a more frequency functional, usable busing system, and that was necessary. The light rail system makes no sense whatsoever. But an improved busing system does. That can be done within the current confines and structure of the PSCA legislation that created it and the authority. So this is a bad plan, and it is my hope that our taxpayers recognize it, do their homework, and vote against it.
Absolutely. And for those of you who want a county commissioner that is being honest and open and fiscally responsible, Norm Roche is your man in District 2 if you're in that area as well. Well, Norm, you have about a good 5 minutes. I want to give you an opportunity to share all the things that you wanted to bring about that we haven't touched upon as of yet. Norm?
Well, when I stood, I didn't come out of the politically trained world. Glenn, you know that. I came out of the private sector into this in 2010. I was blessed with an election. I told our citizens back then that if you want a standard or a typical politician, you got choices. But if you want someone on the job and doing the job, told the folks that I was not politically correct, was going to put my foot in my mouth from time to time, and you may not agree with every position I take, but I will be honest. I will tell you the truth, even when it hurts, that I will apply that trust but verify approach, ask the tough questions, don't shy away from the tough issues.
Right.
And I've done that. I'm very pleased to say, and proud, frankly, to say that I have lived up to my pledges. And I don't mean that arrogantly. I mean that in a way an employee comes to pick their check up on Friday knowing they did a good job and earned it. So if our folks, like I said, it's been very much a pleasure and a privilege, really, to serve. It's a goal I set. And if the citizens want me for a second term, I'd be privileged and honored to do that as well if they'll have me. I had always pledged as well that I would only seek two terms and honor the will of the eight is enough term limit vote that occurred here in Pinellas County. That's still in the courts going back and forth.
Yes.
Folks fighting hard to keep their job when the citizens said, we want to limit you. I have a hard time believing any elected representative that would stand before the people claiming to be a representative but fight the will of 73% of the voters. I find that very, very disheartening, what's going on. But I believe that. I believe in term limits. I think if 8 years is enough for a president of a country, it's certainly enough for a county commissioner. And after that, it would be another citizen's opportunity to step up and serve. I think that's what our founders wanted. They didn't want these seats to be careers and retirement plans. My opponent, very long career politician, termed out up in Tallahassee and has a hard time letting go of the power and the money, I suppose. And there's been a pretty concerted effort really going on both sides of the Vague line, to go after any conservative. It's quite concerning, all in the interest of diversity, mind you. So
I've been coming to the county commission meetings, and I have given my 3 minutes and my 10 minutes of my opinion, and again, 6-1, or, you know, 6-1 it was. And Norm, you were on our side many, many times. We appreciate that. As a matter of fact, on the light rail issue, the Republican Party, just the Republican Executive Committee of Pinellas County, has voted, I guess it was unanimous because I didn't hear any dissenting votes, to believe in no tax for tracks, to be against the Pinellas light rail idea and green light Pinellas at all. And so I'm glad to hear some conservatives in that area, but we are being attacked, the Tea Party conservative people like yourself. We recognize you, and you've been recognized as a public servant of the year. How did that come about in 2013?
Yeah, that was quite an honor. The community Baptist churches picked it. They do it, honor our heroes every year. Mm-hmm. They selected me as public servant of the year in 2013 for standing strong on my pledge and my convictions. Yes. And I was also honored to be selected by the governor as one of Florida's top 20 leaders in 2013. So there are folks out there who understand that we need a diverse perspective on our various governing boards. You don't want all seven county commissioners saying yes all the time unanimously. If that's the case, you've got a problem.
Right.
And secondly, you don't need seven. So two people can do that. But it is. It was an honor to receive that. It's nice when your bosses, the citizens, are paying attention and say thank you. You're doing the job we elected you to do, and I was very honored by that.
Well, that's great. On your website, and folks, you can go to his website, voteforNorm.com. That's vote the number 4 Norm.com, and you can learn much more about his issues. We've touched upon several of the key issues today. You can learn about the candidate questionnaires, some of the news and events where he's going to be speaking. Tell us where your next speaking engagement is, Norm.
Well, we're in the last week of the primary, yes. So things are going to pop up here and there in last minute forums or speaking engagements. But the next scheduled one's actually up here in Tarpon Springs. I'll be meeting and speaking with the Rotary Club there, as well as my opponent, and I believe the Democrat opponent in this race in the general election as well. But we've had numerous forums around the Bay throughout this. And really, that's, I encourage, if great turnout, folks are paying attention, Glenn, and I'm excited about
that's
that.
Great.
They're not just buying into the rhetoric and the editorials or the junk mailers. They're going out, and they're doing their research on their candidates, and they're picking them based on their issues instead of, you know, the latest caricature their opponent, you know, sends out there. But it's been great, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's Norm Roach, District 2 here in the Pinellas County area, folks. We highly encourage you to vote for him in this. He's a grassroots, no PC guy. He tells it like it is. He's been awarded for his faithfulness to the constitutional conservative way. God bless you. Keep writing the right, Norm.
Thank you, Glenn, and you too, my friend. I appreciate it.
All righty, and we'll be back with more of the Christian perspective on the news after this.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, this is Mark Meckler, president of Citizens for Self-Governance. Our country's broken. It seems like government spends most of its time inventing ways to make our lives harder. It's so frustrating that sometimes some of us feel like giving up. But the founders never intended for us to surrender our rights to a faraway government in D.C. They knew, and we still know, that the best decisions are made close to home, not by D.C. bureaucrats. So what's the answer? It's self-governance. Who decides? We the people should decide. If you think we the people should decide, join us at Citizens for Self-Governance. Find out how you can help limit the government's intrusion into our lives. It's no secret, our country's broken because our government's broken. Thankfully, Citizens for Self-Governance has a solution as big as the problem. Learn more at selfgovern.com. Be a part of the solution. Selfgovern.com.
Hello, my friends. I'm delighted to minister alongside of President Dr. Jack Klemm of the Clearwater Christian College every second Monday on the Glenn Pfaff Show, Righting the Right. Clearwater Christian College exists to provide an excellent liberal arts education centered on God's Word with a focus on challenging students to love God wholly, to know Him intimately, and to serve Him fervently while educating men and women to minister faithfully and humbly with evangelistic zeal as they impact eternity for Jesus Christ in every avenue of life. You can find out more about Clearwater Christian College at their website, clearwater.edu. Join my co-host, Dr. Jack Klemm, every second Monday on the Glenn Pfaff Show, Righting the Right, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See for yourself the values of scholarship, discipleship, servant leadership, and stewardship. That's regionally accredited Clearwater Christian College, ranked among America's best colleges.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous.
We were made to be courageous. Right to right, the second hour together. Time flies when you're having fun. Is that right? Well, folks, we are encouraging you, and if you are having primaries in your state or your area, and you'd like to share about a particular candidate that you are for, feel free to chime in and give us a call at 800-313-9443. Even if you don't, you have something about the news that I'm talking about, the Christian perspective on the news, then you're welcome to call in too. What is your beef? Is you know, where's the beef? that old commercial that we've heard before, where's the beef? Well, there's a lot of beef out there. There's a lot of things that we're perturbed with, and we're going to talk about them in this second half of the second hour here on the Glenn Pfaff Show, Righting the Right. Go to our website to learn more, and if you're coming in and out of a transportation, you're driving, or you're going somewhere in and out, and you're missing some of the show, you could just go to writingtheright.com, download the podcast. Podcast will be up this afternoon for all 3 hours this morning. And we look forward to you joining us and participating. You could also learn much more about how you could register free to care for your family, as well as donate to this show, the Glenn Pfaff Show, Righting the Right, as we seek to broadcast not only to the national folks that are listening in throughout the country, Cumulus Radio, Westwood One, and Terrestrial Radio, but also here in the Tampa Bay area in the Tantalk Radio Network. Here in Florida, we have a beautiful state to live in, but we have a beautiful country that we could participate in. But there are problems, and there's one that we have had for a week or so here: the Ferguson debacle. How bad can it be? Well, we have 1933 type Hitlers in Muslim garb wantonly killing Christians and Yazidis in the newly formed Muslim state. And what does our Muslim president do? In a nationwide address, he publicly chastises the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department for perhaps taking the life of a burglar who thinks he can push around a store owner. This was not a scene that should happen in America, my friend. But, far more important, a scene that should not go unheeded by any non-Muslim in the world is the killing of thousands of Christians and other sects in the new Islamic State. How our Muslim president can contest this Michael Brown situation while paying only lip service to the genocide that's taking place is truly beyond belief. The store owner who was robbed by Michael Brown on that infamous night was the same store that was looted on night 5 of the riots, the day after Michael's gentle giant behavior was on TV for all to see. That store owner's livelihood in Ferguson has probably been taken away from him, because it was in that store which provided the real life of Michael Brown as depicted for all to see, and the looters wanting to make them pay for revealing this truth. This was a revenge action for showing someone who is now a saint, according to some, but this perception obviously is disproven by actual tapes of his true character. Other news, in an interview with Fox News, Uma Pumaraju was talking with a nice woman from Ferguson, Missouri, about the current conditions there. I was impressed with what she was saying until she said one of the things they need was greater transparency. After the way Obama has bastardized that word, it was almost as if this nice lady had just used profanity. There is no transparency. There is hypocrisy. There is inconsistency in national as well as international foreign policy. Captain Ron Johnson of the Missouri State Patrol looked pretty good on Thursday of this past week, even when the crowd in Ferguson was held to a reasonable level of protesting. Unfortunately, failing grades were in order for his actions on Friday evening, when the crowd took advantage of his attitude of peaceful policing, and they looted stores and generally created havoc. At least one store owner who called the police got no response after being referred to three different law enforcement numbers. In fact, citizens of Ferguson, after the store was looted, actually formed a chain in front of the store to protect it from further looting. God bless those citizens. They did so in concert with the owner's family, who were armed. One citizen of Ferguson asked a reporter on TV, why didn't the police shoot the looters? One policeman was injured, and no looters were arrested while the riotous atmosphere existed. And finally on this issue, the Ferguson situation has been a boon to this president. It has taken the focus off other significantly more important situations occurring in this country and around the world. Of course, the potential race element in the Ferguson matter makes it especially appropriate for the president, as he is constantly flaming the racial divide at all times. Still comparing the robber in Ferguson being shot under dubious circumstances fails totally when compared to the genocide of thousands of innocent people that is occurring in the Islamic State. This news would not be as relevant a week from now were it provided then. Hat tip to Dr. Thomas Trimble with his look on what his take on what happened this past week. Well, I have another one, and that is Molly Nichols' article, and she always brings humor along the way. She calls her article "Flippus Floppus Virus Contaminates White House," and here's what she says. This just in, an incurable virus has resurfaced in the White House. No, it's not Ebola. Secretary of State John Kerry, infected by this incurable hot air-borne illness, Flippus Floppus, revealed that he has been harboring the disease since 1971, when he was for the Vietnam War, before he was against it. Uh-oh, pretty scary that Kerry, influenced by Flippus Floppus, speaks for America, even though his symptoms are obvious. First, he's for Israel, then shifts to support Hamas, then back to Israel with conditional support. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, making himself and America's foreign policy the laughing stock of the world. As if that isn't bad enough, a White House leak indicates that Kerry has infected POTUS, that is the President of the United States, with this Flippus Floppus virus. Current symptoms of the severity of the president's Flippus Floppus affliction are evident when he denies having made the decision to withdraw all American troops from Iraq in 2011. That had not been his call. No siree. With a perfectly straightforward face, he repeats over and over and over that the government of Iraq, led by President Maliki, made the decision to send America home. Iraq did not want any residual American boots on the ground in their country, but were happy, happy, happy to get their mitts on 505 military bases costing billions of dollars of American dollars to construct and maintain, and 3.47 million pieces of used military equipment devalued already at $313 million. And can you believe it? The president continues to blame George Bush 5.5 years later for the impending collapse of Iraq because he, Bush, neglected to leave a residual force behind. Excuse me? Am I missing something here? Who sat behind the desk in the presidential Oval Office and declared it was time to abandon Iraq in 2011? Let's flash back to 2011. President and then re-elected campaigner Obama declared that he personally made good and sure that a residual force of American troops were not left in Iraq. Made good and sure that America didn't leave even one brave soldier behind, including Sergeant Bergdahl. But that's a story for another time. Yes, sirree. He had fulfilled his promise to surrender the war in Iraq and bring our soldiers home. Mission accomplished. But those of us with brains and memories scratch our heads in bewilderment. Does the president not know there are multiple 2011 videos in which he takes full credit for ending the war and bringing all the troops home? How stupid does he think we are? Perhaps he's confusing us with his hem-kissing followers who believe surrender is victory just because he says so. And so, what will happen? Will the Lord of the Lies in Chief continue to lie, as Iraqi citizens are slaughtered and the country is totally destroyed? Will American boots be brought back on the ground in Iraq? Will the loss of 4,000 brave American warriors have been in vain? And what about the 35,000 wounded men and women who returned home to be mistreated by the VA system that was supposed to care for them? Flippus floppus. In my conservative Christian perspective on the news, I could talk about reformation, integrity, godliness, honor, and truth about these issues. And I think integrity is the one. He's a liar. He's our liar in chief. And he'll take the credit when he doesn't deserve it, and he'll pass the blame when he does deserve it. That's what he is. That's not a strong leader. A man of conviction. A man who will live and sacrifice for what he believes. He's a flippus floppus guy, just like John Kerry. I think they both got the virus. Well, this posted by Bob Unruh, World Net Daily. Thank you for Bob for this. We're going to start this story before the break and continue it after. He entitles it, "I'm from the government and I'm here to rewrite your sermon." Imagine uttering the words pro-life in your church and finding yourself targeted by an investigation from the feared and reviled Internal Revenue Service. Well, imagine that. We're going to be back on the Glenn Papp Show with "I'm from the government and I'm here to rewrite your sermon." We'll be right back after.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the searcher of firearms at the highest level.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pav, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. I'm heard on the TAN Talk Radio Network, AM 1340, WTAN, Tampa Bay, and its affiliates. I've coined the phrase, Righting the Right, to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum, the very place our founding fathers lived. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for Reformation. The Protestant Reformation of the 16th century began as a movement of individuals, both laymen and clergy, whose faith and witness inspired thousands to restore sound biblical Christianity to the people of all nations based upon the truth of the gospel according to God's holy word. Today, the gift of this godly heritage is being challenged by many factors and may not survive intact beyond this generation. Today, we need a spiritual revival of the soul and a political reformation of the mind. I'm Glenn Pav of the Conservative Talk Network. With Reformation, let's keep righting the right.
Thank you for locking Shield with our allies in Israel. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We'll talk about this next on Freedom's Call. A hearty thank you to all of you who signed Liberty Council's petition to support Israel. Because of your activism, Liberty Council delivered an open letter of support to the Israeli leadership last week with over 111,000 signatures. Your encouragement came just in time. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is rightfully concerned over the anti-Semitic sentiments. While Israeli officials were dealing with former President Jimmy Carter calling Israel's attacks on Hamas war crimes and the resulting rise of international backlash, they were encouraged by your support. Liberty Council stands by the Israeli Defense Force's use of power to defend itself against an enemy whose stated purpose is the annihilation of the Jewish state. Thank you for standing with us. For more information, visit lc.org.
In Congress, in the courtroom, and in your community, Liberty Council is advancing life, liberty, and the family. Log on to lc.org.
Welcome back to the Glenn Pav Show. The time, 48 minutes after the hour. I know that 12 minutes before the next hour, and you've got to be somewhere by the next, at the top of the hour, you've got 12 minutes. So hurry up and drive safely if you're in that particular mode of action. Well, folks, we've been talking about different Christian perspectives on the news here, and one of the key areas that is really been an area of great concern is our religious freedom. And just exactly along the way, how we can personally regain that religious freedom. And Bob Unruh has written an article from WorldNet Daily. I'm from the government, and I'm here to rewrite your sermon. Imagine uttering the words pro-life in your church and finding yourself targeted by an investigation from the fear and reviled Internal Revenue Service, an expert on the First Amendment conflict between pastors and the federal agency, which says it is investigating speech delivered from pulpits, confirms that's possible. Listen to this. Daniel Blumberg, legal counsel for the Beckett Fund, told WorldNet Daily a recent case brought up by the Freedom From Religion Foundation against the IRS raises the prospect of investigations of pastoral speech. And FFRP or RF demanded that the IRS investigate sermons focusing on certain politically charged code words. But the case suddenly was dismissed at the request of the Freedom From Religious Foundation, which said it was satisfied because the IRS agreed to adopt standards for determining whether churches and religious organizations are complying with restrictions on political activity. The case was dismissed without prejudice, so FFRP could file another lawsuit if it believes the IRS is not following through with its promise. Now, Blumberg said the case was brought by the foundation to force the IRS to attend church services and launch investigations. But the abrupt closure left many questions unanswered, he said. That's part of the problem, he said, the way the case was closed out. It looks like the FFRP collaborated with the IRS, getting their own case dismissed. He said still in question is what the IRS will allow ministers to say and in what context. There are hints from the past. In 1993, for example, the IRS issued guidance for its agents stipulating what a preacher can say during an election campaign. Talking about a pro-life cause, the importance of voting pro-life, those can be code words that the IRS can use to come after the church. Blumberg said, it's intimidating. What it is speech police. Now that's what's going on, he continued. It's a chill on speech. Even if you never lose tax-exempt status, never personally face an excise tax, it's the specter of being investigated. What's the bottom line here? Well, he said the IRS uses the fear of government intervention to convince church leaders to self-censor. He said, this should confirm for every American the belief we do not want to empower the government on what is said during religious services, he said. We need to be protecting the speech of religious leaders to religious congregations. Matthew Staver of Liberty Council, and we play his ads on our show on a regular basis, and he's with the Liberty Council Action Group, joined in the argument. Matthew states, the Obama administration knows that Christians are the greatest threat to his far-left agenda. That's why his subordinates at the Department of Justice were more than willing to settle a lawsuit with the Freedom From Religion Foundation by offering the services of the IRS to target rogue political churches. He said the plan is to uncover potential illegal political activities or electioneering by America's conservative churches in the months leading up to the 2014 midterm elections. He said in Barack Obama's America, the left has taken unprecedented steps to attack religious and individual freedom. Having already admitted to targeting conservative groups, the IRS has doubled down and says it will now monitor churches. Well, the organization has developed resources for pastors to help, including Silence is Not an Option and the Patriot's Handbook of Political Action for Pastors and Churches. The IRS already is facing investigations and lawsuits over the agency's discrimination against conservative organizations. And in the Republican-led House, members are considering the arrest of former IRS official Lois Lerner for allegedly concealing information about the agency's discriminatory practices. And I encourage you to go to LC.org, that's short for Liberty Council, LC.org, to get that pastor's Patriot Handbook of Political Action for both pastors and church parishioners. The Independent Journal Review chastised the IRS for launching another clandestine campaign against Christian churches. They said, there's some funny business, and not the ha-ha kind, my friend, going on between the IRS and the Freedom From Religious Foundation, an organization of free thinkers, basically atheists and agnostics, who are committed to the cherished principle of separation of state and church. It was IRS official Mary Epps who told the tax division of the Department of Justice in a letter that as of June 23rd, the agency's Political Action Referrals Committee had determined that 99 churches across the nation merit a high priority examination. Well, the whole mess is being addressed by the Alliance Defending Freedom, which WorldNet Daily reported recently demanding an accounting of the IRS actions. Secrecy breeds mistrust. And the IRS should know this in light of its recent scandals involving the investigation of conservative groups. We are asking the IRS to disclose the new protocols and procedures it apparently adopted for determining whether to investigate churches, says Alliance for the Defense for Defending Freedom spokesman. What it intends to do to churches must be brought into the light of day, ADF said, in asking the IRS to release all documents related to its recent decision to settle a lawsuit with an atheist group, FFRF. Situation smacks of politics, according to former Department of Justice attorney J. Christian Adams. He said, Fox News said, the left always goes after religion, as he shared that on an interview with Fox News. They don't like religion. It's why the FFRP is trying to convert theology into politics. He said anti-religious groups want to use the IRS as a weapon against Christianity, against faith. They hate what the conservative wing stands for. What they want to do is use the power of God, just like they did against the Tea Party. Rather, not the power of God. That's what we want to use. They want to use the power of government, just like they did against the Tea Party. It's the same thing, my friend. They want to turn belief in God into a political thing. They want to use the IRS to go after people who express faith from the pulpit. I know our founding fathers are turning over in their graves with this stuff. He said no one would suggest a pastor give up his church's tax-exempt status if he wants to keep his constitutional protection against illegal search and seizure or cruel and unusual punishment. Likewise, no one should be asking him to do the same to be able to keep his constitutionally protected freedom of speech, for crying out loud. The 2014 Pulpit Freedom Sunday is October 5th, and when pastors are encouraged to comment on the moral positions discussed in political campaigns, let's let it rip. The goal is to set up a legal challenge to the Johnson Amendment, cited by the IRS as reason to censor Christian speech during political season. It bans churches and ministers from participating in or intervening in any political campaign on behalf of or in opposition to any candidate for public office. Now, I have a look at that from my perspective. The Glenn Pav Show itself does not endorse any one political. But after, you can call me or write to me, Glenn@writingtheright.com, to learn more, and I will tell you who I would have voted for if I were you in my local offices here. All politics is local, and we need to vote for the right kind of county commissioners, school board, and judges in our county. Folks, you've got to take responsibility. I look forward to having you join me in the third hour on national politics with New Zealander Trevor Loudon. He has got a book that is awesome. It is a book entitled The Enemies Within. It's about communists, socialists, and progressives in the U.S. Congress, exposing the extreme left's infiltration of Capitol Hill. You can go online and listen to the show, if those of you in the Tampa Bay area, or you could dial this number, 712-432-7234, and listen to the show on your cell phone. Many ways. You can go online, writingtheright.com, and then click on Listen Live at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll be back with you in the third hour with Trevor Loudon right after this.
If you'd like to learn more about Writing the Right and the Glenn Pav Show, go to writingtheright.com. Join us every weekday on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to download the podcast at writingtheright.com. Until then, this is Glenn Pav, your Patriot host, saying, keep writing the right.
Hello.